Microbes have been around a lot longer than people, and they'll probably be around well after we're gone. Most microbes are harmless or beneficial. They help us digest food and fight off infection. But microbes can also make us sick. When lots of people get sick from the same microbe at the same time, that's called an epidemic. When an epidemic spreads around the world, it's called a pandemic. The first recorded epidemics in history go all the way back to ancient times. The Epic of Gilgamesh, a poem written in ancient Mesopotamia, mentioned a visit from the god of pestilence, disease, around 2000 BCE. Ancient Egyptian and Chinese writings also refer to pestilence. One of the first well-documented epidemics was the Plague of Athens, which happened in 430 BCE. The Greek city-state of Athens was fighting Sparta in the Peloponnesian War, and Athens had built walls around the city. People from the countryside moved inside to be protected, creating a super-crowded place where disease could spread easily. A general and historian named Thucydides wrote that a quarter of the Athenian army died. What made them sick? We don't know, because people didn't understand diseases well at that time. But we can make some guesses based on ancient writings. Fortunately, Thucydides himself got sick. While this was rotten news for him, it was good news for modern scientists and historians who have tried to piece together what happened in Athens. These are the symptoms Thucydides wrote down. Redness and burning in eyes, red tongue and throat, bad breath, sneezing and coughing, fever, extreme thirst, skin flushed and angry looking, with small blisters and sores. Internally, it burned so that the patient could not bear to have on him clothing or linen, even of the very lightest description, or indeed, to be otherwise than stark naked. What they would have liked best would have been to throw themselves into cold water, as indeed was done by some of the neglected sick, who plunged into the rain tanks in their agonies of unquenchable thirst. Thucydides, History of the Peloponnesian War. Based on the list of symptoms, modern-day experts think the disease might have been smallpox or measles. Even though it's called the Plague of Athens, they don't think it's likely that people had bubonic plague, because that disease produces big bulges on the body called buboes, which would have been hard for old Thucydides to ignore in his descriptions. Whatever it was, the epidemic devastated Athens, which lost the war. It was the beginning of the end for what had been the most powerful city-state in Greece. All because of a microbe, a tiny germ that no one could even see.